Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright. Tonight, a wonderful show. We have Andy Kirk, Tommy Dorsey, Sarah Vaughn, Dinah Shore, and many more, so stick around. Now, coming up in the next 10 minutes, it'll be Mel Torme. We'll have Fletcher Henderson's orchestra, and right now it is Ella Fitzgerald with Count Basie, and Deed I Do.
Do I want you? Oh my, do I, honey? Did I do? Do I need you? Oh my.
day. And now that dream is here beside me. Long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last. Chills run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look, and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you. Just one look, and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you.
That's Mel Torme from a CD called Easy to Remember. And the song was easy to remember. It was Long Ago and Far Away. George Gershwin and Jerome Kern tune from 1944. This song on the hit parade six times by various artists back in 1944. Before that, we heard from Fletcher Henderson and a song which was written by Horace Henderson in 1934 and introduced by Fletcher Henderson. It was called Big John's Special. And by the way, shortly after that, it was released by Benny Goodman using this same arrangement. It was Ella Fitzgerald that started us off, along with the Count Basie Orchestra, a Fred Rose tune from 1926, a good one called Deed I Do. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, on this week, back in 1913, the Palace Theater opened its doors in New York City. Ed Wynn was the first on the vaudeville bill, and some 20 years later, Ed Wynn would be named as the radio's top entertainer. You may remember he became popular on television as well. Well, bandleader and violinist Paul Whiteman, born on this week in 1890 in Denver, he called himself the King of Jazz, though he really didn't play jazz. He popularized it with a big band and hired some of the finest mainstream players at the time. Let's get back to more music on Swing. Coming up, it'll be Dinah Shore. We'll have the four freshmen, and right now it's Chick Webb and Blue Lou.
Thank you. Bend, O willow, and weep for me.
That's our friend Dinah Shore with that song called Willow Weep For Me. This was written back in 1932, made popular by Paul Whiteman. And Paul Whiteman, we had a note about Paul Whiteman, if I can find it here. Well, I'll find it later on. Before that, we heard from the Four Freshmen and a song called Charmaine, written back in 1913, and on the hit parade 9 times between 1927 and 1952 by various artists. And we started with Chick Webb and a classic Edgar Sampson and Irving Mills tune called Blue Lou, written back in 1935. This was introduced by Chick Webb. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, a guy named Hyman Lippmann of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, patented a writing device on this week back in 1858 that we call the pencil. Yes, his device did have an attached eraser as well, and then you wonder, why wasn't it called the Lippmann? Don't have an answer for that. On this week back in 1848, for the first time in recorded history, Niagara Falls stopped flowing. Seems that an ice jam in the Niagara River above the rim of the falls caused the water to stop. And on this week in 1962, Jack Parr left his highly successful late-night TV talk show after 5 years. He left behind a salary of $250,000. This, by the way, was in 1962, and an estimated audience of 8 million people. Well, fill-in hosts were used, including one who would ultimately win the coveted position as the host of the Tonight Show. His name, of course, was Johnny Carson. Let's get back to more music on Swing. Coming up, it'll be Andy Kirk and his orchestra. We'll have Tommy Dorsey with Jack Leonard, and here's Sarah Vaughan and Button Up Your Overcoat.
Thank you. tears.
Here goes we'll Fred again.
As you recall the moon
on a night like
in
this,
all its splendor,
we go fishing in the park,
your kiss
all the way I
so
like
very
it, darling.
I'm your the word
spoken as it came from
will
me.
You surrender,
oh, I surrender to me, living in a great big way.
Thank you.
That was the famous Moton Swing, done by the famous Benny Moton back in 1933 and made popular by the famous Benny Moton. But this rendition was done by Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy from a CD called Mary's Idea. Now, the Mary here is on the piano and does the arrangements. Her name was Mary Lou Williams, very famous lady. Before that, it was Tommy Dorsey, very famous man, and Jack Leonard on vocal with a number one tune from 1937 called Marie. Irving Berlin wrote that tune back in 1928, and it was popular by a number of people, including Rudy Valli. And we started with Sarah Vaughan, the Divine One, who, by the way, was born on this week back in 1924 in Newark, New Jersey. She had the nickname of the Divine One because she had a heavenly voice. Her success began after she won first prize at the Apollo Theater Amateur Show in Harlem at age 16. She won $10 and a week-long engagement at the theater, but that was enough to get her started. We're going to take a little break right now and be back after the break with Frank Sinatra. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second half of Swing. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, we'll be hearing from Tony Corbisello and his big band. We'll have Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet. And right now, it's Sinatra. Yes, Frank Sinatra, Nelson Riddle, and All the Way.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you. All the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you. All the way. Taller than the tallest tree is, that's how it's got to feel. Deeper than the deep blue sea is, that's how deep it goes, if it's real. When somebody needs you, it's no good unless he needs you all the way. Through the good or lean years and for all the in-between years, come what may. Who knows where the road will lead us? Only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way. All the way. Let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way, all the
see when we're out together dancing.
cheek to cheek.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, dance with me, I want my arms about you.
The charms about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Come on and dance with
I'm
me
dancing, I'm dancing.
I want my arms about you.
The charms about you will carry me through to heaven.
I'm in heaven,
and my heart beats so that I can't hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I see when we're out together dancing.
Dancing and romancing, we're
all together dancing cheek to cheek.
Thank you.
That's Tony Corbosello's big band from a CD called In Full Swing, a George and Ira Gershwin tune called But Not For Me. Before that, we heard Steve Lawrence, Edie Gourmet, backed up by Don Costa's orchestra, and an Irving Berlin tune called Cheek to Cheek, music from Top Hat with Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. We started with Frank Sinatra with Nelson Riddle and a Sammy Kahn, Jimmy Van Heusen tune called All the Way. And it was on this week back in 1958 that the RKO Theater in Los Angeles was the scene of the 30th Annual Academy Awards celebration. The prize for Best Music and Song went to Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn for this song we just played, All the Way with Frank Sinatra. Let's see here. On this week, back in 1885, the first commercial moving picture film was produced in Rochester, New York. Eastman Kodak was developed by George Eastman. Well, what does the word Kodak stand for? Actually, nothing. It was one of the most widely recognized trademarks in the world and was named so because it had a unique sound that started with the letter K and could be pronounced and spelled in almost any language. Back to more music on Swing. Coming up, it'll be Nat King Cole. We'll have the Spitfire Band. And here's Jane Manheit, and she's Taking a Chance on Love.
Here I go again. I hear those trumpets blow again. I'll glow again, taking a chance on love. Here I stand again, about to beat the band again. Feeling grand again, taking a chance on love. I saw the cards were framed, I never would try. But now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have a happy ending now, taking a chance on love. I gotta go again, I hear those trumpets blow again. All the glow again, taking a chance on love. Here I stand again. Would try, but now I'm taking that game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are beginning now. I say rainbow blending now. We'll have a happy ending now. Taking a chance on I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have a happy ending now. Taking a chance on love. We'll have a happy ending now. Taking a chance on love.
We'll be right back. any day, anywhere. Say the word, you'll be heard, I'll be there. Makes no difference where it leads me, I'll come running if you need me. Where it leads me, I'll come running if you need me anytime, any day, anywhere.
Nat King Cole from his CD called Big Band Cole, and a great song called Anytime, Any Day, Anywhere. We heard from the Spitfire Band, and one you haven't heard for a long time. I always associate that with Xavier Cugat because he got it on the hit parade. It was called Brazil. Written in 1952 or 1942, it was an English song on the hit parade by Xavier Cugat. Later on by Jimmy Dorsey, and oddly enough by Les Paul. And we heard from Jane Monheit from the title tune, actually, from her CD called Taking a Chance on Love, a Vernon Duke tune from 1940. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, on this week, back in 1954, the Radio Corporation of America, better known as RCA, began commercial production of TV sets equipped to receive programs in, can you believe it, living color. Now, this was 1954, and living color really didn't get around to much on television until the 60s. And in 1954, to buy one of these huge sets, television buyers spent about $1,000 or more, and that was in 1954. And on this week in 1958, Elvis Presley reported to the local draft board number 86 in Memphis. Oddly, since Elvis was now government property, serving his time in the Army, Uncle Sam stood to lose an estimated $500,000 in lost taxes each year that Private Presley was in the Army and not a civilian. Let's get back to more music. We have time for, well, 2.5 more, I think. Here are the King Sisters right now, a great one, Take the A-Train.
Must take the A train to go to Sugarloo way up in Harlem. If you miss the A train, you find you miss the quickest way to Harlem. Hurry! Wanna hurry home to Harlem.
train, take the A train. Hurry, hurry, hurry home to Train, take the A train. Take the A train, take the A train. If you want to hear them, well, you gotta get aboard this rail. We're leaving now.
I know that someday you'll want me to want you. When I'm in love with somebody else, you expect me to be true and to keep on loving you, though I'm feeling blue. You think I can't forget you until someday you'll want me to want you. When I'm strong for somebody new, and though you don't want me now, I'll get along somehow, and then I won't want you. Until someday you'll want me to want you. When I'm strong for somebody new, although you don't want me now, I'll get along somehow, and then I won't want you.
Well, that was Dean Martin, and of course, Someday I'll Want You to Want Me. It was from his CD Spotlight on Great Gentlemen of Song. And we heard from the King Sisters a Billy Strayhorn tune, famous one called Take the A-Train. We're going to take the A-Train right out of here right now. I've had a wonderful time tonight. Hope you have too. Please come back and join us again next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11 for lots more wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay, who will be coming up next with The Blues.